You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. As many as 100,000 children are sexually trafficked in the U.S. every year. The average age of these trafficking victims is between 11 and 14. California and the Bay Area in particular are hubs for selling kids for sex. A new state law now steps up efforts to prevent human trafficking for sex and labor. It increases requirements to educate students and teachers about how to spot the signs, how to stay safe, and where to get help. Here to tell us more about it is KALW's education reporter Lee Romney. So Lee, what is the new law?
It's called the Human Trafficking Prevention Education and Training Act, and it was authored by Assemblyman Rob Bonta, who's from Oakland, and Evan Lowe of San Jose, and the governor signed it last fall.
Okay, there already was some education required at schools on sex trafficking, right? So how is this bill different from what's out there already?
Well, yeah, actually, that's true. A 2016 law required some additions to sex ed for middle and high school students. And that included like lessons on sexual assault, healthy relationships, and sex trafficking. But this law broadens the mandate to include education on labor trafficking. And then the bigger piece really is that it turns teachers and school staff into first responders. It requires that they get trained on how to identify students who are at risk and how and where to refer them for help. Let's listen to this clip of Tiffany Lavoy. She was testifying in front of the State Senate Education Committee last summer. She's a math teacher and a mother of five kids in the Sacramento area, and she helped develop a curriculum for students and educators called PROTECT.
From the age of three until my early teens, my mom was a drug addict and an alcoholic. She trafficked me to provide for herself and to buy her drugs. I was in school almost every day. School was my safe place to be. But my teachers were not educated in how to identify me in the classroom. I was screaming red flags and warning signs.
Goodness, that's tough.
Yeah. So the whole idea of this bill is to bring educators deeper into the fold on the issue because they're with young people every single day and to give them the tools to identify kids who are actually being trafficked, but also to spot potential victims, buyers, or traffickers.
Mm-hmm. So who are we talking about here? Who is being targeted?
It's all kids, not just girls. We're talking about girls and boys and trans kids and genderqueer kids.
So what could that curriculum for students look like?
Well, the bill doesn't require certain, you know, specific lesson plans, but there is a curriculum called PROTECT that was actually developed by the sponsor of the bill and other collaborators. They start with fifth graders with a curriculum that teaches them how to evaluate whether they feel safe in certain environments and why. And they use this metaphor of a hula hoop. Like, we all have this hula hoop around us, and there are only a few people who should be allowed to get so close to you that they can be inside your hula hoop.
Okay, so fifth grade is kind of early. Does the law require that?
It doesn't, but a lot of advocates think earlier is better, as long as it's appropriate. The requirements start in seventh grade, and that's when the PROTECT curriculum introduces the topics of sex trafficking and labor trafficking, but they do it under the umbrella of talking about the student's value as people and really about self-esteem, because seventh grade is a really key age for that.
Okay, so that's seventh grade.
And then in ninth grade, they talk about trafficking from a health perspective and also about penalties and realities. Mm-hmm. So traffickers can get 25 years to life, and that's important for the young men in class to hear because gangs these days are very much into trafficking. In the ninth grade curriculum, they also show a video where girls talk about being brought to major sporting events and sold up to 50 times a day.
Ugh. Every single one of them could tell by my body language that I didn't want to be there. They saw that I was scared. They saw that I was hiding in the corners of their rooms. They saw that I wasn't making eye contact. You know, that I was cringing and keeping my eyes closed. They just went ahead with whatever they had to go ahead with.
So, okay, that's the ninth grade part of the PROTECT curriculum. Then?
So then in 11th grade, they take all those building blocks and they put them together in the context of historical slavery.
So where is this curriculum being used right now?
Well, one big problem with this piece of legislation is that it didn't come with any appropriations. So there isn't money for counties or districts or schools to implement. But some are using PROTECT, and the Rural County Representatives of California, they came up with money to roll up PROTECT in all 35 rural counties in California, which is pretty amazing. But it's not the only curriculum out there by any means.
Okay, so what else is being done?
Well, according to the Alameda County District Attorney's Office, which has been super aggressive in fighting child sexual exploitation, Oakland is a thriving underage sex market. So Oakland Unified School District has actually been doing their own thing for a number of years with different curriculum. And then MISSY, which is an Oakland-based nonprofit that works with sexually exploited youth, they recently started doing groups like at lunch or after school in a number of Oakland high schools. And I talked to the community school manager at Skyline High, and she said the interest there has been really, really high. And, you know, she pointed out that these girls, you know, in this case, it's mostly girls, they live this every day. They're targeted by potential traffickers walking to and from school, and it's really all around them.
Okay, what about San Francisco?
Well, SFUSD, they use a different curriculum, but they've also been pretty engaged in this. And they train elementary, middle school, and high school health educators and teachers, school nurses, and social workers. And in December, they just got a grant for some outside training so that more district staff will learn how to assess whether students are at risk and refer them for help.
Thanks, Lee.
Thank you.